fresh, my dude. Maybe a little too fresh. You think maybe we could start the podcast? Yes, one more Riz face. Boing. Good morning, folks.
Welcome to the show. My name's Phil Abonte. I'm here with Tim Hot Tub.
Yeah, so I was hoping maybe we could get a bubble sound effect.
Bubble?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you can
work on that, please.
Yeah.
Please, I'll talk folks at home.
Yeah, well, ask the crew.
We got a crew that's working super hard. We appreciate it.
The crew is back, folks. We took, we didn't take a month off. We were going to take a month off, and then I was like, I got too many bits in my mind that I got to release.
And it's then, like you need to have this release of tension.
Yeah, it really is a problem when I have too many jokes built up in my head, mm-hmm. and I'm not going out and getting fucked up enough and releasing the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I need to release them on the podcast.
So you're kind of an outlet. You're kind of a punching bag.
I have a beautiful mind. I'm not a punching bag, but the podcast. The podcast is a punching bag. Yeah, you guys are a punching bag, except for the patrons.
Absorb.
The patrons at patreon.com/badcomedy just got a free month.
They're just
we love them. We would never punch them. No, there are a beautiful audience, and then anyone on YouTube, you're our punching bag. We hate you. If you're listening on Spotify, I don't like you.
So just hear that if you're on Spotify
or Apple.
We are on Spotify and Apple. So check
honestly, if you're listening on Spotify, if you're not listening on Spotify,
good
YouTube, Patreon, or Apple podcasts. If you're listening on some other gay thing, use a regular thing. Unless you're one of our fans from like Bavaria. We have a lot of not Nazi fans, I think.
Mac, it's okay. It's all okay.
Sorry, I got mad at the fans.
Sometimes the fans that have been with you the whole time, you forget about them in two seconds.
No, I'm talking about, I'm talking about non-patrons.
Non-patrons.
I don't like them. Not one bit.
They don't like one.
I know right the patrons. Or sorry, I know right the people.
So
that
he's
are not.
Like this was this an Asian
Asian joker?
Rice, so Siri Rice. You want to know how I got this rice?
I was thinking him talking about like Batmobile, like
Batmobile lost his wheel.
That sounds like a nursery rhyme.
Mm-hmm. He might have lost his wheel, but I'll never lose my black guy comb brush. I mean,
I was thinking of using like
you know where I got this?
A lint roller for that.
You know, I want to know where I got this?
Where?
A black guy. He gave it to me.
He just gave it to you.
Yeah. Not only do I have a stack of N-word passes, I got
no, so
this
it
as
sounds
well.
Like he didn't want it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm literally.
What does that say about it?
Yeah.
He said, this is trash. Take this off my hands, white boy.
And folks.
You say it like that?
Folks, we haven't been recording in a while, so I've been saving up my N-word passes and join the Patreon. At patreon.com/badcomedy
no.
for that. Mac. I'm going to let it loose.
I'm pretty sure they cancel out, by the way. I don't think you can hold even multiple.
No, you can. If you're giving it, by multiple people.
They're not valid with any other offer. Hello, uh-oh.
Or with any other audience, you mean? Mm-hmm. Well, what I've been given them by probably most of the black people in Chicago. Except for the ones that, oh...
Probably most of them.
I'm gonna save my work story for the for the Patreon.
Yeah, let's do that.
But I almost got killed in the ghetto, so I don't sell candy in the ghetto anymore. Yeah.
Yikes, Candyman. It was a good run.
It was, and I got along it. I always do well in the ghetto, but it's a different atmosphere out there now.
It's a different animal, folks. It's an animal.
I love the ghetto.
Mm-hmm. You love the ghetto.
And the ghetto loves me. You ain't got to like it because the hood going to love it.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
the hood loves me, but...
Ain't even about that.
This particular neighborhood of O'Block did not like me.
Not a big Mac crowd.
I was... I'll tell the story later, but I should have told them that I'm a BD and they probably would have liked me.
A little street cred to start out.
Right, yeah. They
Yeah. Crucial.
I was like, you just hate me because I'm white.
Yeah.
It's a classic. They're like,
that ain't even it, white boy.
They said you people, and I said, you people? White people?
They're not my people.
I said that's racist.
Yeah.
You people? And then I was like, I'm so offended. And then they called me a
steeple.
Called me a cracker. They call me the C word, the racist C word.
Well, that's because you were doing the voice and insisting.
No, like they called me, they said, what are you, a saltine? And I said, no.
They did not believe you were Asian.
So what are you, Ritz cracker? And I was like, whoa. You can't use the word with the comparative insult. Mm-mm. Saltine was funny, but you can't say Ritz cracker because then you're using the thing in the thing. You could say, "What is you a toe house?"
No, but elf? What was that Ritz song?
Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah, they should have said, "What are you putting on the Ritz?"
Great song.
That's what they should have said.
Great song.
White boy.
Yeah. The zip.
What are you putting on the Ritz?
I wonder where. How Trump started the zip, because it's great. It means like full stop, I feel like. Bag is zipped.
I feel like it's like taking a woman's dress off. Like.
No, it's like the bag is zipped up. That's the thing people are saying a lot now, is full stop at the end of a sentence. Have you noticed that?
I never know when the end of your sentences are.
Oh, I hear it a lot on...
Full stop.
TV and stuff, like they say a sentence and they say full stop at the end. No, that's my statement, full stop.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Full stop.
I kind of like it.
We should start saying that.
It used to be
add it to the list.
It used to be blah, 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 period. Now it's blah, 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 full stop. But it's not on the list of, it's too public now. You know, it's like Stephen Miller and Pete Hegseth are saying it. We gotta say words.
It's cooked.
We gotta say washed. Right. We gotta say words that reverberate with Gen Z and Gen Alpha, like
reverberate.
Like that guy's cooked. That's cringe. So good is based, bad is cringe. If someone's cooked, they're cooked. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, it's just if they're called a cooked, a cooked.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that skit, Who's on First Based? It's about some based dudes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're like, who's based? One guy's like, I am. They're like, nice.
They're like, so that's that.
It's from like the 1920s or something. It's about baseball, too.
I don't know. It was a little more old-timey sounded when I heard it.
Yeah. Speaking of old-time, what the heck was that Hitler guy doing? Bad guy.
Bad stuff, folks.
Except he did.
Bad.
He did follow his heart, kind of. You got to respect that. Not the Holocaust, obviously. Terrible.
Yeah.
Even attacking his neighbors, awful thing. But he kind of had a good economy, and he followed his heart. And
so
I respect
you're looking
that.
At, like you're just looking at the he followed his heart.
Mainly, he followed his heart. That's what I because I respect anybody following their heart, whether they're Hitler or Jesus or you know, like
yes.
Who are some heroes? Who are some like
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King had a dream. You know, that's kind of how I talk. But they all follow their hearts, and I respect that. Doesn't mean I respect what the person did. It's kind of like Kanye now. He's following his heart.
And it's like the art from the artist, but then it's right now, maybe both.
I got to say, Hitler's art, not bad. People say he's like not a great artist. Pretty good.
It's pretty weird when you are looking at it and it's Hitler's art.
It's good. I mean, it's like, he hated degenerate art and like super abstract stuff. And he liked just like, paintings that made things look beautiful, which I like that art.
He's like, let's do this with
but he did the Holocaust. You can't do the Holocaust. You don't attack Russia and the rest of the world and then just team up with Japan and Italy. What are you thinking?
No, it's conflicting.
Especially the Holocaust. That's the worst thing to do.
Yeah, it was just a very bad choice for the brand.
Yeah. You know that I think he won like the Nobel Peace Prize, literally, at one point. Or he was on Time Magazine for like being a...
Wow.
Yeah, and then he did the Holocaust. I want to get on
Time Magazine. And I won't do that.
He definitely got canceled for the whole Holocaust thing.
Yeah, that's like cooked. Yeah. He got cooked.
It's but that's
like,
when cancel culture started. The first guy to get canceled was Hitler for the
Everyone
Holocaust.
Everyone else was still kind of too popular.
Right. I mean,
but then it was like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, that was before we had higher. That was before we had higher morals. Like back when, like Genghis Khan was just, or Attila the Hun, even worse. Just they would go to castles, kill everyone there, take all the treasure, and then they'd move on. He wouldn't get canceled because that was just the normal thing.
Yeah, it's a cool guy.
And cool guy. They would ride around with bows and just surround cities, and then kill everyone there, take the women, take people as slaves, and just move on. And that's how I feel about life. Like, if you ever have an issue, just take care of it and move on.
Yeah, maybe just solve the problem.
That's why they call me the Attila. That's why they call me Attila the Mac.
The Mac?
Attila the Mac.
Attila of the Mac?
Attila of the Mac. A lot of people do.
Oh, okay.
Most people in general.
Is that like a karaoke thing?
No, I want to join the karaoke circuit.
Yes.
I need to talk to, I think Sonal Agarwal does the karaoke circuit. And I'm a way better singer than she is. I'm honestly a way better singer than probably anybody in Chicago.
Maybe a sing-off between Mac and Sonal.
I know that I would sing a lot of songs better than her. If I sing Silver Stallion by the Highwaymen, it's four different voices that I do perfectly.
Maybe we just each pick one song.
No, that is one song.
What song?
Silver Stallion by the Highwaymen.
What does that sound like? Just a little bit.
I want to steal me a silver stallion. And then the chorus is Johnny Cash. And we're going to ride. We're going to ride. You know that song. Riding like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're going to ride.
Give it up for that.
Then Willie Nelson hops in. I'm going to chase the sky forever.
Wow.
With a woman and the stallion and the wind. It's tough to do it in talking level.
No, but it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, Sonal Agarwal can't do a four artist song. That's my challenge. She can try to do like the Dixie Chicks or something, but it'd be more like the.
What four artist song would you do?
That song.
Oh, she would just do a four artist rap song that just is way higher energy, just cook you.
A rap. She wouldn't be able to do a rap.
She'd do like so, yeah. Like a
mine would Eminem be song. Mine would be way more compelling. I could. I would defeat Sonal Agarwal if I was doing a Korn song.
Maybe Korn.
Put on a Korn song and a Korn song
only. A country
only.
Ballad.
That's what I'll say.
She's gonna rap Lil Wayne, Eminem.
Well, if she goes with Lil Wayne, then I'll pick a different Lil Wayne song and I will clap back because I know all the Lil Wayne songs.
But you pick one that's a better song, but people know it less,
or one that people know well.
What would you pick?
Well, it depends what she picks.
What would you pick if you had to go first?
Well. My favorite one is Playing with Fire, but that one got taken off the Carta 3.
Why?
It might have been a copyright with the hook, but that one is Mama always told me I was crazy. My hoes say I'm amazing, but I don't listen to a lady. But the bitches say I'm hot, and I said no, bitch, I'm blazing. Like, what the fuck you expect? I'm a motherfucking Cajun.
Wow.
I might do The Sky is the Limit by Lil Wayne.
About a milli. How high is a milli?
A milli. I can do a milli, but I'd rather do The Sky is the Limit is better because that's with the Mike Jones beat. Mike Jones. It's just him.
Crushing it. But when you're saying four artist song, then it's
four people on the song.
Yeah.
And saying you have to do each person's different voice.
Yeah. That's so could you do that with four rappers like that?
Probably.
Yeah.
I could probably do. From the Carter, from the Carter Four, Jadakiss, Andre 3000, Drake, and Lil Wayne.
Exactly.
That's how based I know all that. That's how based I am, is I know who's on that song and I can do all their voices.
Yeah, do that instead of a country song with four Johnny Cash and people that are.
Or I'll open with that and see how it goes. Because what, she's going to be like, a million here, a million there.
Yeah.
She'll lose.
No way. If she went after you, did a ballad, and she did a hip-hop banger.
Okay, so what if we did
that? Everyone knows it.
So we did one round, one round, but she has to do four people. So one round would be... One round would be four people. I would do that song probably. And then she would do some ratchet song. And then I would do Hurt when we do one-on-one.
No,
that's my best song.
It might be your best song, but then it's like...
I hurt myself today.
Jesus, he sounds exactly like Johnny Cash. What have...
I'm the best at sounding like old Johnny Cash. Like, I could sing Hurt way better than like Ring of Fire or anything like that.
Do a little Ring of Fire.
What have I become, my sweetest friend?
That's what I'm thinking. If I'm a rapper, I just do my real voice.
Yeah, just do your based voice.
Sometimes I'll do this voice. Be like, yeah, I did not see that coming. It's just part of a rap song.
That's what I meant. It's like a low bass voice, but it's a bass. It's like BASSED.
Oh wow, yes.
Yeah. But
based.
Think about, okay. So you
said you were worried about me sounding too white and
Hannibal Buress is good at sounding still somewhat black, but being monotone. You can do that.
True.
But rap and be white. But
I think that he raps now too, maybe.
He does. He was at North Bar in one of their last days.
Wow.
And then I was like, what are you, Hannibal Barca from the guy who invaded Rome from Carthage?
Roasted.
And he said, no, I'm actually Hannibal Buress. And I said, oh, damn, glad to meet you.
Wow, really?
One time before I was a comic,
organically like that?
I didn't. That's actually
you
a
didn't
fake.
Didn't know that was him.
That one's a fake. No, I met Hannibal Buress at North Bar actually, but I ran into Eric Andre at the Owl.
Really?
And this was before I was a comic, and I told him my only joke I had at the time, which was I was like, yo, Eric. You're hilarious. Can I tell you a joke? Obviously.
He's like, yeah, sure.
He's like, go ahead. And I was like, so Robin Williams walks into a bar, right? And the bartender says, hey, why the long face? And Robin Williams says, because I'm going to kill myself. And then I just stared at Eric Andre in the eyes.
Oh my God, bro.
And then he was like, Yeah. All right. Good
job. Wow.
That should be a joke he would like, you know?
You think so?
I mean, that was also before I was even a comedian.
Well, I thought you were just going to say...
I've been doing improv my whole life. I was trying to do a stand-up joke for him.
And he was just... What a dick, bro.
I've been doing improv for 31 years.
Yeah, it's like learn to appreciate it. If someone's telling you a joke, it's supposed to be a gift to you. You and the universe.
Especially when I give people tags. I am literally Tag Notaro of Chicago. I give people the best tags. Some take them, and the joke gets better. The people that don't take them, joke continues to fail every time. I have the best tags of anyone in the world. That's the best skill I have in comedy.
I stopped doing that. I just realized that it's like, no, dude, don't just go give people advice.
Well,
Dumbass.
No, I learned people that aren't worth it. Like Ed Towns.
I just feel like no one want to be told no tags. From my experience, I like being told tags.
Me too.
I'm thinking about, yeah. We'll just
if someone has a tag on one of my bits, that'll be funny. I'll take it. But I'm not a stuck-up Ed Towns or Brandon Kiefer. Even Albers will take tags. I love Albers.
So he's doing a show with Courtney. That's cool.
Are they?
With his wife.
Yeah, Matt Rife. I like Matt Rife.
Yeah, she's like Matt Wife.
Matt Wife. Nice. Matt Life.
I'm going to tell her that, dude.
Matt Rife's kind of like Hitler, I feel like.
He's not unalike.
He's like, okay, so Donald Trump, Hitler. Matt Rife, Hitler. Kanye West, loves Hitler. He loves Matt Rife and Donald Trump.
That was one of his lyrics, was saying, how can I be Hitler when I'm a... And he said an F and N word. That's what Kanye's lyric was.
Oh, really? I got super offended this week.
Oh, no.
Trump, or maybe last week, but Trump posted, someone did an AI of him as the Pope.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a Catholic, and I was so mad.
I was mad as well.
I was like, he's not the Pope.
No, it's like sometimes maybe keep it in the drafts.
Yeah, I was so mad,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe keep that one in the drafts where you're the Pope.
Yeah, I was so mad.
Mm-hmm. How mad were you?
I was like,
I'm mad. Yeah, I was just like, if I could just.
Yeah, I said, if I ever see Donald Trump, I'll punch him in the face. But I don't want to get an orange hand.
Yeah, no.
An orange fist.
Scrub your hands after.
Yeah.
If orange is the new black, then Trump is doing the new blackface.
Trump is the first black president.
And he might be the...
According to a black person, this isn't me as a white man saying this. A black person said this, I forgot who. I'm sure several black people have said this because Trump is a gangsta.
He might be the prime minister of the 51st state if he's on this track.
So. Yeah, well, Alberta is just going to join us, I think.
Alberta sounds like...
I want Alberta. They seem cool as hell. They're nice Canadians.
Is that a movie?
No, Alberta is one of the provinces of Canada. It's their conservative one, and it's the one with all the oil. You don't want them?
They're kind of that.
They're cool. They're like, I love maple syrup, and I like freedom.
Cool.
I don't like carbon taxes.
Basic.
Based.
Basic.
Base dick. Whoa. Base dick.
That's like top level 5.
Sam Talent's a base dick. He's a dick at the in the base of him, but he pretends like he's a good guy.
Dick to base.
Yeah. Folks, I'm talking to the loyal baddies out there at patreon.com/badcomedy. I need you guys, if Sam Talent's ever in town, go to his show. It'll be a good show. His shows are good. Afterwards, he's a bad person, though. So afterwards, walk up, or there'll probably be a thing to get something signed or walk up to him because he's a Cinco fan. He wants to please all the fans.
But really himself in the process.
Right. He's... When he says that, he doesn't really care about anyone except for himself. So you walk up to him and say, hey, Sam, damn glad to meet you. And then he'll start saying something and say, not. And then say, and then with your hand, if you're listening in on audio, scribble out like a sign-off thing and say, sincerely, Bad Comedy Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then... He'll say, you're one of those guys.
Podcast about
no.
Say love.
He gets triggered by me.
Well, yeah, because you were calling him like heavyweight right away.
Well, he's fat.
Overweight.
What? Is he not fat? Wait, do you like him? He pretended to be your friend and then abandoned you.
I don't care for him.
I like Nathan Lund still. Even though that was a Jason thing. Jason is fake Nathan Lund. I like the real Nathan Lund. What do you think?
What about Tim Gunn?
Tim Gunn.
Doesn't he have a gun?
Who's that in relation to?
Next America's Next Top Model, I think.
Is that a show?
Is that the guy with the white hair?
Is that
Tim Gunn.
I don't watch that show. Are you talking about Mike Pence?
Yes, pretty much.
Mike Pence.
Same guy. One calls his mom mother.
Oh, dude. Remember that debate when Mike Pence had a fly flying on him, like during the debate?
Yeah, I just saw some guy on a dating show, like talking to a girl, and a huge, just like beetle or something flew on his head and just made him look disgusting.
You want to know why the fly was flying on his head? The fly smelled sulfur.
How do you know that?
Because I was in a room with Mike Pence No.
And he smelled like sulfur.
No, listen to me.
All right.
This was 3 weeks ago. I was in D.C. You haven't seen Barack Obama out there much. He's kind of just, so I was performing in D.C. I was in the green room. Barack Obama, Mike Pence, and Hillary Clinton walked in. And they sat down and went, finally we can, you know, let loose. And then all of a sudden their skin melted off and they were reptilian scaled people. And the whole room smelled like sulfur. And then I said, get a room. I said, get a room.
That was a
guys.
Good line at that time.
Right. But I was in the room. And then so I left the room. And I was like, you know what? I'll give you the room. That's what I said.
Wow.
And then, but.
You gave him the room.
I gave him the room. Really, that's the main story. But it was kind of, I'd say, kind of a weird night.
No,
you know?
I'd say. This that is doesn't happen every day.
This is the first time I'm talking about this publicly.
Yikes.
I haven't really been on the radio much recently, uh-huh. So I'm back on the radio. And
back on the radio waves, the frequencies.
Right. And folks, if you are currently driving and listening, there's the Edens to the post office is a 30 minute delay, and then Kennedy to the junction is
not.
It's, you know what's funny? They
it's
still
a podcast.
They still have those traffic reports.
Well, yeah.
Where they call the highways should never be called these names. We know them as 90, 94, 55. Uh-huh. But 55 is a Stevenson, 94 is the Kennedy. No, 94 is Edens, 90 is a Kennedy. But they still have traffic reports where they say the Kennedy to the junction.
Dude, I don't know how high I am or was, but I saw Barack Obama presidential something.
What was it?
It was Barack Obama presidential tollway or something.
Oh.
So I was thinking, Has it been Barack Obama tollway for a long time and I just didn't know?
So he's the one.
Or am I just high and I didn't know?
So he's the one charging us?
He must be the
what
one.
What the heck? It just should be Lizard Obama, but we'll talk about that on the Patreon.
So like, how long has it been Obama tollway? I wouldn't want a Mahler tollway.
Never.
That's mean as fuck.
If it says tollway, maybe highway. But if it says tollway, that means like Barack Obama. Cha-ching, thank you. Uh-huh.
Well, life is a tollway.
Yeah.
Life is a highway.
You know what my favorite road is? The Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
I used to have a bit.
That is a mouthful.
I used to have a bit where I was like, it was a bit where I would just go like, you guys heard they renamed Lakeshore Drive to Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable Lakeshore Boulevard Drive. I forgot the whole joke. It wrapped around, but I would just add like a million things to it. And then I would say something in between and then say the whole thing again.
How'd that work?
Well, this is actually...
Crushed, folks.
I debuted that joke at... So I would only go to North Bar at the beginning, at the very beginning, and then I went to my buddies. I went on... That was my first tour outside of North Bar. And I crushed there. That was where I debuted my gun joke, first time. At my buddy's at a black open mic at a gay bar, and it crushed. And also, I had a joke there about being a gang member. I forgot what it was about.
You do think gangs are funny, though. Gangs of Chicago.
Well, I've been around them.
When you're gangs.
When you're around them, when you're kind of a consigliere to the Black Disciples, you get a little bit of an insight.
Hear that, folks? Insight. It's unique. It's sexy.
You just said folks. Folk Nation.
I heard a woman ask a question.
BD like, is a part of Folk Nation.
She started a video by saying, like, I have a question for the men folk. And I was just thinking of all the men folk out there just salivating at the yes, let us give you information.
Oh, they're like GDN. Oh, they're like GDN gang.
No.
That's Folk Nation. It's GDBD. People Nation
Men
is
folk
Latin
nation.
Kings. And they have the thing about the Latin.
How many can there be?
The Latin Kings are smart because they just encompass every Latino person.
What do you mean encompass them?
They let in anyone who's Latino, which means Mexican, Puerto Rican, whatever. You have like the Mexican mafia that's Mexican. You have black disciples, and you have all these black gangs that are all splintered.
And then it's just the.
And then you have one big Hispanic gang.
And then one big American.
That's why they're so formidable. And then you got all the white people who are like, what the heck is going on?
What the heck?
Yeah. In Chicago, they used to have the Gaylords, the Popes.
Fockers.
Yeah. It's actually very Christian. The Popes, the Gaylords. Mm-hmm. Popes are kind of gay.
The Pope was from Chicago or
the new one. Yeah, we'll see if he's cool or not.
Yeah, we'll see.
He might be a globalist. We'll see.
So I took classes at IO.
Where?
IO Improv Olympic.
Oh no. He took improv classes?
He's a Zelensky.
That's literally what I was gonna say. He's a Zelensky puppet. Oh no. That's for the Patreon. That's for the Patreon. We can't talk about globalists in public.
No, it's just let's talk about,
the globe.
Yeah.
Sam Talents, tell me.
I was thinking about how globes, it's like, okay, I could just buy a globe, but I really want a globe.
I do want a globe. Yeah. Why don't I have a globe in my house? I have this.
You should have one that's like electricity right here, but it's just blue light, and then you spin it. And
you know, it's funny how.
It's like a basketball.
How small they make Africa.
They make it. Disproportionate.
It's so much bigger than that. So, folks, on the sidewall,
I see a real map.
On the sidewall, I have the standard map.
How much bigger is it? It's bigger than how it looks in there.
It's enormous. Yeah.
Really, it's way bigger.
It's like three times as big. Yeah.
Wow. Does it still fit like a little cookie, like South America fit into Africa?
It does. Yeah.
It still fits in there.
Well, it used to be Pangaea.
Yeah.
He's gay Pangea. So back in Pangea, everybody was gay as fuck.
The OG days, it was just kind of...
Gay cavemen.
Yeah.
Cavemen, they were like, we gay,
Yeah.
Back in the day, everyone was Chinese too. They're like, Hero, we're gay.
It's like China was the one continent.
China, it's funny when, the current CCP is the same government that Mao had.
Wow.
And like 50 million, yeah. 50 million people died in that CCP.
Wow. That's bad.
I learned that recently and I was like, meow, Zedong.
Yikes.
Yeah. Communism kills way more people than fascism, which is kind of weird.
I was like telling Mac, like, we should try not be political.
No. I'm talking about ideologies.
It's all good though, because
no, I don't like fascism or communism. I'm just saying communism kills more people. So Michael Cooper wants millions of people to die.
I think I heard like an ad where Michael Cooper's like a rapper, and it was like and featuring like Michael Cooper.
Oh no!
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah, bro,
folks! If you don't know who Michael Cooper is, he's this communist comedian on the scene who has two teeth. He lost his teeth to eating gumballs, and he's.
Sad.
Anyone who's a communist they're like, yeah, we want all your money. We want you to be forced to give your money up.
Yeah, won't you leave that under the pillow? We'll see if anything gets left for you.
Yeah.
Let's get that tooth.
It's like maybe get to work. That's what I say. I say pull up your bootstraps to anybody who's a communist. Anyone who's an actual communist. Doesn't have work ethic. None of them.
I feel like it's the bootstraps thing. It's like people don't have those.
Yeah, but
sometimes they don't have.
You're
sometimes
right.
They don't have them, and then sometimes they don't have like even.
Well, that's why that I started a new bootstrap line on the Bad Comedy Store.
Did we ever get a? Because I'm still hoping to get. We wanted
bee
outfits and the wooden shoes.
We only got that donation from the billionaire.
How much was it?
$5.
Cheap bastard, dude.
Well, I mean,
he gave us $5. He's a billionaire.
I mean, that's his fair share, you know.
Is that the suggested?
No, I mean,
be like, well, I was just doing what was suggested.
I mean, he donated.
That's where it's like, folks, like, find some people that you know where it's like, who has that money where they're just going to do stuff with it.
So right. Find an eccentric millionaire and say, hey,
have them invest
these guys
in those.
Want wooden shoes and beekeeper outfits, and they'll do the podcast the beekeeper outfits on.
We'll make a bunch of sketches. And
we'll just do the podcast the beekeeper outfits on, and it'll be funny. And we'll have wooden shoes on. Because
we'll definitely do that.
The reason we wanted the wooden shoes is because we have fans in the Netherlands and also in, mainly in, actually in Brussels, mm-hmm. in Belgium. And that's where the EU center is. That's actually the globalist like headquarters.
We also have them in the underworld.
Do you think that Klaus Schwab is a big listener? It could. We have listeners right there. We have some. I think we have some Austrian listeners. I like to look at the countries that listen and or that have listened to multiple episodes.
I like to look at the people.
Look at the people. That's a song, right?
It should be a song, like a Beatles song.
Like John Hickok plays the Beatles on a rooftop every time I do blow with him. Or
no
every,
when we were first filming the Jackass skits, Dale was like, this is like Lennon meeting McCartney, me and you.
Oh, yeah.
And
folks,
so it's like, that's just what Dale said, and I don't know, he's like successful. So
yeah, folks, go to...
saw the storm of Berlin.
Just go to Bad Boy Comedy page and find...
Paul McCartney.
Find the video of me and Dylan doing this prank at Lincoln Lodge where we do a prank where we walk up to a comic and shake their hand all nice. And then I say, hey, how's it going? You're terrible at comedy.
Yep.
And they're like, what
the heck?
They're
excited at first.
It's not,
yeah. What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out the whole time they're on camera.
The whole time you didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. We did it with
you suck.
We did it with someone who was kind of big. You know that he's a career gambler too, CJ Sullivan.
Oh, that's funny. We just cooked him to his face.
He was a career. Well, yeah, and he was funny about it too.
No match for us.
He was like, "Damn, I just got X'd."
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
And I was like, "Yep, you did."
Mutual respect with him, but we're kind of ahead of him. Even.
He's cool. He's way cooler than Sam Talent. He's actually an
We should do that to Sam Talent.
He's an ex big time alcoholic.
Oh, wow, that's inspirational, actually.
Mm-hmm. I used to hang out at the back of North Bar with Jim, the owner of North Bar, mm-hmm. and he'd be like, he would talk so quiet, and there was a giant speaker right behind the back of the bar, and he'd be like, CJ Sullivan's so funny.
He's like, what?
He's like, he's from TJ Miller. Like, what? He'd be like, TJ Miller, or CJ Sullivan. I'm like, what are you saying, Jim? And he'd be like, can I get a fireball? Eventually, it was funny because I saw the progression of Jim at North Bar. Folks, this was the fun bar in Chicago where you can go. It's where I started. You could just say the most fucked up things that you want.
Uh-oh.
Like, you can say that, like, I hate what Hitler did, but he followed his heart, and I respect that. That's where you can say that. You can't say that at the Lincoln Lodge or the... Bug Eye Theater, whatever it's called, and then you got the fucking annoyance. I'm not annoying enough to get in. Folks, if you're an aspiring stand-up comedian, then start a podcast. there needs to be more podcasts. There's not enough podcasts. We need one that actually at least rivals us.
It.
You know? Like The Last Gazelle was clearly stolen by votes of a large Hispanic family. The Gazelles don't matter. We won two. That's all we need. The 1-2 punch. The Gazelles don't matter. What matters is notoriety and popularity, and that's us. Everyone knows who we are.
I would have just kind of cemented it, but then
everyone knows who we
it
are.
It hurts, folks.
It didn't hurt. I went on stage and said it was stolen, and... That it we're going to do January 6th.
Yeah.
We should do an award show on January 6th.
All right. That would be cool. The anniversary.
Or we'll storm the Gazelles.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll get a bunch of, we'll rile up a bunch of MAGA guys, like the guys who beat up Jussie Smollett.
Or maybe just kind of...
We'll get the fake guys that beat up Jussie Smollett.
No, we'll just get like red, wine, blue fits. Sam hats.
Dude.
Cuban cigars.
You know what? I think that Republicans need to evolve past the whatever they're wearing with the Make America Great Again hat. I like that, but everyone should dress up like the guy from...
Ned's Declassified.
No. What's the... Uncle Sam. Everyone should dress up like Uncle Sam. We should get nice, flashy, awesome top hats. Yeah, and suspenders that are America.
Yes.
That's
my hair white.
That's the fashion.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you can do white and blue. Because, folks, I don't know if you know this, but Dylan's hiding some, he's got some hair down there now under his hat.
I'm not bald. It's just there's...
Yeah.
Something.
Well, he's got devil horns, which kind of concerns me.
Yeah, it's like, why does he want to have devil horns?
Especially after I saw that whole Mike Pence, Obama, Hillary Clinton thing. That kind of worries me.
The cloaks.
You're not
creepy.
You're not friends with him, are you?
I wouldn't say I want to be. I don't want to die in Obama's pond.
He does have a pond, yeah.
And I would take the job if he hired me.
You know how many bodies are in that pond? Normally, so I did the science. Normally, a pond of the size of his pond would evaporate in like probably a half a year. But he's got so many bodies in there at the bottom that the water level keeps rising.
Make you a body of water.
And I took a sample of the water, and I got back 1,000 different DNA samples of humans.
Wow.
So I got some reptilian DNA, so I think there might be some infighting.
Chameleon and the different combos. It's like bingo.
We can't talk about that until the Patreon.
Yeah, it's just kind of... It's like kickball. It's like strike, you're out. I saw someone playing dodgeball, and they fake threw it and then did it behind the back.
Hard toss?
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Fire from far away, though, and...
I'm really good at Ultimate Frisbee.
Really? I remember that go full yard or whatever you said.
I go yard with the...
yard.
Yeah. I mean, with the backhand, I can make it fly, but I'm also accurate. I'm also...
Wicked backhand.
If I need to go from like behind a tree or around someone, I'm pretty good with the forehand too. But I'm amazing at landing a Frisbee with the backhand. It's wild. I just tell everyone, I tell everyone to go yard, and then I just fling it.
Wow.
And then it always does the right hook, goes right around the defender, and they grab it.
It looks so stupid every time. It's over and over.
It's so funny.
Same thing.
It's like when I play Madden against people who think they're good at Madden, and I never play, but I just run curls, and I'm so good at...
The timing.
Timing the curl.
It's perfect.
It's all that matters. And then I let...
Snap.
And then I let John Madden pick my defense and just set the controller down. And it makes people really mad.
You get interceptions.
Yeah, I do. And then I grab the controller again. And people get really upset at me. People have gotten upset at me a lot in my life. And I say, well, sorry that I'm winning.
Yeah, cut me a break.
Wasn't...
I need it.
Charlie Sheen talked about winning a lot.
Yeah, winning.
Before even Trump, really.
Oh, yeah. Winning. He's like a Vatican assassin warlock.
Yeah.
Winning.
He was coked out of his mind, probably barred out, probably on everything. He was probably doing...
Just the biggest like comedy guy on TV. Kinda.
Doing the best kinds of speedballs, having AIDS, having enough money to... Doesn't matter.
Winning.
Yeah. Winning. Tiger blood, he said he had.
Tiger blood.
Yeah. What if that is code word for something we'll talk about on the Patreon? Yeah.
We should warn these people. If someone's talking about, oh yeah, your lizard brain.
I really shouldn't have told
if they
that.
Talk about lizard brain.
Maybe I should cut that story about Obama out from the regular episode.
Well,
Obama,
you know,
and Hillary and Pence. I don't think I should cut that out and paste it into the Patreon.
No, I feel like they're definitely worried about what we're saying and gonna act if they get that.
Well, you know how
the chances of them getting,
you know, it. How AI works. It can find stuff and bing,
mm-hmm. Email.
If it sees,
you've got mail.
Yeah, Hillary, you've got mail. Yeah. She loves emails.
Was she in that movie? Is that Tom Hanks?
Yeah. For you've Hillary, I want to see a you got jail.
You've got jail.
Yeah, but they gotta put her in a lizard jail.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's like
she needs a heat lamp,
a cage, really. Yeah,
she needs a heat lamp. It needs to be like a glass, mm-hmm. a big glass.
But it is prison,
right? Yes. Like it needs to be like where a bearded dragon would live. Yes. You got the heat lamp on top, and then you get the little wooden colors. Thing you can go into, mm-hmm. like a little small shelter. And then,
little house on the prairie.
But then they'll need a filter for all the sulfur smell.
More, I'm all about filters. More filters in life.
I filter my water because I don't want. I want good water,
like good burger.
Yeah, less fluoride, less whatever shit is in the gross. Chicago, we do have the freshest water. Some of the freshest water.
We should make our.
But
own
Evanston water was better than Chicago water.
Let's make some bad comedy water.
We should. It'll have the Barney on it.
Mm-hmm. Barney water. People call it Barney.
Yeah, and if anybody tries to make me rebrand the podcast cover, it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No, it's beautiful, Barney. Yeah.
That's a picture of my dad when he used to be a Barney guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
I was thinking of doing a dumb joke like based off yours where I'd say I was born purple and then it's like, what was my dad thinking? Like,
and then he's like.
like my dad's at the birth and it's like his son is purple and he's not purple. So then he'd be thinking.
That your mom fucked a purple that fucked Barney.
No, fucked the McDonald's guy.
Oh, Grimace?
Yeah, like it'd be like then I'd say like, are you been fucking Grimace?
Yeah.
And it'd just be a retarded like caricature of a comedian being like, well, you been fucking Grimace?
Like Tina.
And just see
like
how
Tina
many people
Yukon?
Would laugh at it. Yeah, like that joke.
Tina Katana.
Yeah, like I would be saying that like that same idea.
Do you think Tina Katana has any honor?
She's Grimace's mom.
Is she woke again? Because she changed her hair from purple to brown again.
I feel it's like she's.
Did she change it back to a wild color?
I think it's a chameleon kind of changes whatever day of the week it is.
I think she's still is a friend no, of Tina. Mine though. But I would say to her. Hey,
maybe she's a shapeshifter.
That's Patreon stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid of shapeshifters, you guys.
Yeah.
No, Tina's not a shapeshifter. She's my
hey, brother. Guys, we're not Hua Heidel, just so you know.
That's why it's funny to me.
Yeah, we're neither of us are going to self-cancel ourselves. So if that story about Obama and Hillary and Mike Pence gets out, we're not self-canceling. I'm not self-canceling.
Like,
you might get canceled by affiliation, so I just want to make sure that they know.
What do you have you been fucking Grimace something like
you been fucking that Grimace?
Yeah, yeah.
Why you been fucking that?
You been fucking Grimace again?
Shit, you got that purple shit, hair. You been gaga. Fucking that Grimace?
Uh-huh. No, but my other catchphrase would be catchphrase.
I like that.
So I kind of say it when,
yeah,
maybe kind of a time when you want the audience to laugh
or say. Or do an elaborate joke and at the end say punchline.
Nice.
At the end
say,
or no, in deadpan say punchline.
Punchline.
Yeah.
Okay, there's an instant banger, punchline, and catchphrase.
Yeah. I'm like the. I'm the king designer of comedy. I know what fits into where. If I see a joke or a thing going on, I know exactly the missing pieces of the puzzle to put together. That I'm like what Stephen Miller is to the Trump administration. I'm the guy who makes things